You're gonna love it, Yen. There are many of us newly turned. Don't worry, we'll look after you.
Those were the comforting words I remember hearing on our way to the PAX camp. It had been only 30 minutes since I met the others, but I felt safe in their presence. They escorted me to their hideout in the forest. I was told how all of them were drawn towards the forest, one way or the other, after discovering that they were fur touched, and it was only natural that the same thing happened to me. Something about wolf instincts guiding us to our brothers. He made me feel like I was one of them, the big one. His name is Neil. Unfortunately, I can only vaguely remember what he said to me when we first met. I remember being really shy around him. How could I not be, honestly? He was the first guy ever to conquer my heart like that. I barely knew him, yet I was so drawn towards him. I was scared about the feelings I had for boys at the time. Being gay was a sin. That's what I was told my whole Christian life. It was drilled inside of my head that it was very wrong for a boy to have feelings like that for other boys. But I couldn't help it. My heart has always been strong, and if it wants something or someone, there's nothing I can do but submit to it. I was done feeling guilty. Neither my parents, priest, or church were there holding me back anymore. I realized I could feel whatever I wanted. I was free. I set my mind on that boy. I was determined to get to know Neil. And oh God, the way he smiled. There was something about it. His scent was rough, strong and raw, with a hint of sweat. I should have been disgusted by it, but quite the opposite happened. I started to get addicted to it. Only, I didn't realize that at the time. It was my weak spot. That's how he was able to control me, the way he did. It was his special power over me. Power he would later abuse to get exactly what he wanted. If only he hadn't been so damn cute. As we were hiking through the forest, I got to know everyone. The other Omegas seemed pretty nice too, and hot. All of them were bigger than me. I was overwhelmed by feelings while they escorted me to their camp.
You'll meet the Alpha soon. He's gonna love you. Trust me.
Neil's words didn't mean much to me back then. It's only now that I realize he didn't say it to comfort me. It was a warning. Walking with these boys was pleasant. I like traveling as some kind of group. It was a first for me. We were on a journey. I had never felt what it was like to belong to a group before, at least outside of church. We were a pack hiking through the forest. I loved our unity, the way we were one. If we had been attacked by anything or anyone at all, we would have protected each other. Our combined strength could handle anything.
This is it.
I looked up and saw Neil facing us. He pointed to a fence. It stretched as far as my freshly turned yellow eyes could see in both ways. A sudden buzz startled me. We were waiting in front of what appeared to be a gate. Neil noticed how I was anxiously rubbing my hands together.
Are you cold, Yen?
It's not possible for me to be cold anymore. He knew that. I smiled at him.
It's normal to be nervous, but you've got nothing to be worried about.
Neil winked at me.
Welcome home.
There were about 25 of us Omegas inside the camp. I could clearly see the structure of an industrial sort of building. A construction site. Abandoned. Well, not anymore. It became the home of the pack. The building was surrounded with tents. Big ones. Small ones. My eyes were drawn to the cabins.
Come on. I'll give you a tour of the camp.
Neil explained to me that we each have our own house that is given to us when we join the pack. A cabin for each Omega to spend the night in. We arrived at what seemed to be mine.
This is it, Yen. Your own place.
I opened the door. To my surprise, it was warm inside. It had a fireplace that was lit. I saw a TV, a couch, and even a carpet. A big lamp that was placed in the corner covered the room in a warm light. It felt so comfy. I asked Neil if everyone has a fully decorated cabin like this. He nodded his head. He was smiling at me as I explored my new house. On the right side of the room, there were two doors. One leading to a nice little toilet, and the other to what was about to be my bedroom. It had a big double bed. Huh. Neil quickly commented on my curious look.
Don't worry, this is your cabin. You don't have to share it with anyone. It's just that Omegas usually don't spend the night alone, if you know what I mean. So we put double beds in the cabins.
But I thought we were all boys here. Only boys can turn, right? Are there people here that aren't fur-touched like us? I couldn't get my head around it. Neil smirked at me.
You're so cute, Yen. You know that? There are no girls here. I'm sure you'll find a handsome guy to share a bed with. Or maybe multiple even. I bet that in the adorable boy like you will attract the attention of many possible mates to lay with.
I was staring at him as if he was enchanting me with a magical spell. His smile faded as he got a little worried about me. He sat me down on my bed. When he made himself comfortable next to me, I could feel just how bouncy it was.
I guess you don't know, huh? Yen, I know you're gay. We all are.
In a soft voice, Neil explained how all of the boys that are fur-touched are gay. It had something to do with the right genes, an attraction to testosterone.
It's a natural way to make sure there aren't too many of us wolves. It prevents us from spreading the curse too much onto our children, and it prevents the alpha from leaving his leadership to his younglings. The position of alpha will always be given to the strongest wolf. It's not inherited.
The information in the words that he spoke didn't fully reach my mind. All I could hear was how every single one of us was attracted to boys. Was this a dream? Was I about to join a pack with 24 hot and thirsty boys? Neil snapped his fingers in my face.
Yo, are you okay yet? Your nose, it's bleeding.
Really? I responded. He pulled out a towel from my bedside, pulled me closer to him, and started cleaning my face. I could feel how his other hand was slipping away under my shirt as he was holding me. His body was way warmer than mine. And there it was, his scent. The thick smell of warmth and sweat was hypnotic. My flustered body lost balance as I got dizzy. My leg accidentally touched his crotch as I was leaning into him.
Whoa, whoa, Take it easy, sweetheart,
Neil playfully said. I felt how his bulge was pressing into me. Never, ever had I been so intimately close to a boy's manhood in my entire life. It felt big, way bigger than mine. I immediately apologized. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Yen. Don't worry about it.
I told him how the long walk had tired me out. And after all, I hadn't slept properly in 5 days. I was exhausted. As my eyes were shutting down, I felt how Neil gently laid me down in my bed. He covered me up with a blanket.
I'll see you in the morning.
I heard his footsteps fading away in the distance. After he closed the door, it took me about 10 seconds to drift away. There I was, sleeping peacefully in my new house, with no more troubles and no more doubts.